Jakarta for 4 years, from 1967 to 1971, the time he was 6 years old until he was 10. During that time, the evidence will show, he received Islamic instruction and attended mosque to worship with his father. Obama's 2008 presidential campaign website has a page devoted to proving Obama has never been a Muslim and is a committed Christian. Clearly, the Obama 2008 campaign views the issue of Obama's association with Islam as radioactive. The message comes through loud and clear. If one could prove Obama is, was, or has ever been a Muslim, his chances of ever being president of the United States would be diminished. The controversy began when Insight magazine asserted that Obama had attended a radical madrasa school in Indonesia, where jihad or holy war was taught. CNN refuted Insight magazine's contention that Obama attended a madrasa. Unfortunately, both Insight and CNN missed the point. We too find no evidence that Obama ever attended a madrasa, an Islamic religious school where instruction is given from the Quran. Yet that does not mean Obama received no Islamic instruction in Indonesia. The best authority for the argument that Obama received Islamic instruction in Indonesia is Obama himself. In his autobiography, Obama clearly states, "In Indonesia, I spent 2 years at a Muslim school, 2 years at a Catholic school." Then he admits, "In the Muslim school, the teacher wrote to tell my mother that I made faces during Quranic studies." To further dismiss any significance Obama wants us to attribute to his childhood religious education, both in Islam and in Christianity, Obama quickly added, "My mother wasn't overly concerned. Be respectful," she said. Then Obama made sure we understood he was disrespectful, not only in his Quran studies, but also in the Christian education he received in Indonesia. In the Catholic school, when it came time to pray, "I would pretend to close my eyes, then peek around the room," he wrote. "Nothing happened. No angels descended. Just a parched old nun and 30 brown children muttering words." Understandably, these quotations, especially as they relate to Islam, are nowhere to be found on Obama's 2008 presidential campaign website. When the issue of Obama receiving Islamic instruction in Indonesia first surfaced, Obama's campaign communications director, Robert Gibbs, said firmly, "We will not be swift-boated, and we won't take allegations that are patently untrue lying down." Perhaps Gibbs should have read Obama's autobiography more carefully. Researchers have uncovered quite a few supporting details. Obama registered under the name Barry Soitoro, with serial number 203, entered the Catholic Franciscan Assisi Primary School on January 1, 1968, and was enrolled in Class 1B. School documents listed Barry Soitoro as an Indonesian citizen born in Honolulu, Hawaii, on August 4, 1961. According to the blog, his religion was listed as Islam. School records indicate Barry attended the Franciscan Assisi Primary School for 3 years until Class 3. Obama made clear, "It had taken me less than 6 months to learn Indonesia's language, its customs, and its legends." Isarela Darmawan, Obama's first grade teacher at the Catholic school he first attended in Indonesia, cast doubt on Obama's claim he learned to speak Indonesian. Darmawan told the Chicago Tribune that she attempted to teach him Indonesian by going over pronunciation and vowels. Obama struggled greatly with the Indonesian language, Darmawan reported, and as a result his studies suffered. Where exactly Obama lived during the 4 years he was in Indonesia is strangely hard to determine. Also, the sequence of schools Obama attended does not make sense. We've already established that Obama wrote the autobiography to hide key points, but it's hard to decipher what Obama might have been trying to hide by not being clear about the specific location of the houses where he lived in Jakarta and the dates he attended the two schools. One possibility is that Obama still was not ready to discuss openly how far his stepfather had fallen economically just before sending him back to Hawaii. A Los Angeles Times report seems to establish conclusively that Obama was living on H. Romley Street when he attended the Catholic Assisi Primary School, which was located just around the corner within walking distance. The newspaper quoted Zulfin Adi, who described